The fourth China CEC Expo and International Consumer Goods Fair, an international trade fair dedicated to economic cooperation between China and the countries of Central and Eastern Europe, was organized in the city of Ningbo, China, from May 22nd to 25th, where Slovenia and Slovakia were the guests of honor. The Slovenian national and business pavilions were among the most visited and high profile as part of the China CEC Expo 2025 in Ningbo. And 15 Slovenian companies successfully addressed the Chinese market with their innovative solutions, quality products, and clear business vision. Our country's participation stood out both in terms of content and the response of Chinese partners, organizers, and visitors, which is why Slovenia also received a special recognition from the organizers this year for excellent exhibitor. Slovenia participated in the Spirit Slovenia Fair in Ningbo for the fourth time and comprehensively highlighted the innovation, competitiveness, and diverse offer of the Slovenian economy, culture, and tourism. This year, it upgraded its presence at the fair and presented itself with two pavilions, a national one, which was intended to comprehensively promote the country as a tourist, cultural and investment destination, and a commercial one, where companies from various industries presented their innovation and technological progress. Within the national pavilion, the country was presented as an attractive tourist destination, highlighting natural beauty, cultural heritage, top-notch cuisine and wines, as well as Slovenian culture, music, sports and technological achievements. The commercial pavilion was intended to present Slovenian companies with the aim of establishing new business connections, finding distributors, and strengthening the presence of Slovenian companies on the Chinese market. 15 Slovenian companies from various industries, food industry, electronics, sports, ICT, and others, presented their products and solutions. Dewisoft, SADATEC, Micropis Holding, Amethyste, Gaia Naturel, Rainer FD Group, NT Electric, Domel, Elan, Shenzhen Mediterranean, Northland Wine Limited, BATS Asia Pacific Aircraft Manufacturing, Jiangsu Company Limited, Qingdao Gorenje Electric Appliances Company Limited, Sea Astral and Wisdom Travel, Incoming Travel Agency Slovenia. The companies consider their appearance to be extremely successful, and company representatives expressed a high level of satisfaction with the organization, business contacts, and opportunities provided by the fair. Many of them have already established new business connections during the fair, which can significantly contribute to their further penetration of the Chinese market. Boštjan Demšar, director of Domel Suzhou. We have been present in China for 20 years. Our experience with the Chinese market is good, but Chinese competition is very strong. The market requires top quality products or very low prices, and this cannot be achieved without preparations and local partners. We are happy to share our experience and knowledge with other Slovenian companies. Tomáš Dolenc, director of NT Electric. We produce propulsion systems for vessels, comprehensive steering solutions. We attended the fair because it allows us to contact new partners, especially in the electrification segment. The Chinese market is very interesting for us, as there are more and more nautical companies, including large ones, that are focusing on new electric propulsion systems and propulsion systems. This year, Slovenia also received a special recognition from the organizers for Excellent Exhibitor, which confirms the quality and visibility of its appearance at the fair. Upon receiving the recognition, Vid Habjan, head of the investment promotion sector at Spirit Slovenia, said, "We presented an expanded presentation at this year's fair. The team of colleagues and participating companies have invested a lot of effort and dedication in the preparation. With both pavilions, we wanted to present Slovenia as comprehensively as possible. Its business environment and the innovative and sustainable solutions offered by our companies. The recognition received is an important confirmation of our joint efforts, of which we are extremely proud." At the same time, the acting director of Spirit Slovenia, Tamara Zajec-Balajic, added, "Spirit Slovenia has been striving for a strategic presence of the Slovenian economy on the Chinese market for many years. With this year's appearance at the fair in Ningbo, we have reached a new level of recognition. The organizers' award proves that the efforts of our companies and agency are seen and appreciated. With appearances at the Autumn Fairs CIE in Shanghai and SIFIT in Xiamen, we will continue to promote Slovenian knowledge, innovations, and sustainable solutions." The events at the Slovenian exhibition space were accompanied by a rich cultural program, with performances by Slovenian musicians and artists, who significantly contributed to the comprehensive presentation of Slovenia as a modern, innovative, and sustainably oriented country. In addition, sports activities were also held, among which the basket throwing competition attracted great interest, as well as company presentations, so-called business pitches. The exhibition space was also visited by numerous high-ranking guests who also attended the opening ceremony and the closing event at the Slovenian exhibition space. Lana Schwab from Spirit Slovenia emphasized, "The response has been excellent. The Slovenian national and commercial pavilions in Ningbo have attracted a lot of interest. In 4 days, we have made many new business contacts and strengthened the excellent ties between the two countries." During the fair, a business delegation of representatives of 8 Slovenian companies was also in China under the auspices of the public agency Spirit Slovenia and the Chamber of Commerce and Industry of Slovenia, accompanying the State Secretary from the Ministry of the Economy, Tourism and Sport Matevž Frangež on an official visit to China. On the sidelines of the fair, Frangež held numerous bilateral meetings with Chinese representatives, including with the Chinese Deputy Minister of the Economy. "This visit exceeded our expectations. Slovenia was presented as innovative, sustainable, and open to new partnerships. With our appearance, we consolidated Slovenia's position as a relevant interlocutor and entry point for Chinese investments in Europe," Frangež emphasized. Meira Hot, Vice President of the National Assembly, also addressed the participants at the official opening of the fair. "Spirit Slovenia has been strategically strengthening the presence of the Slovenian economy on the Chinese market for several years through targeted activities. These include supporting companies in entering the Chinese market, organizing business delegations and supplier days, promoting the investment environment and business opportunities, and participating in the most important fairs and business events in China. This year, the agency will represent the Slovenian economy at 2 more fairs in China, namely CIIE in Shanghai and CIFIT in Xiamen."